Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome to the program, everyone. So glad that you are joining us today on a beautiful fall day. You know, a lot of us kind of want to find out, you know, what's going on energetically. We feel different things. And, you know, if you're like me, you pay a little bit of attention to things like astrology or Mercury retrograde or full moons, but you don't live your life by it. Now, some people do follow it like a science, and my hat goes off. I have a lot of friends and clients that do that. For me, though, I think I'm like a lot of people where I like to find out kind of what's going on because it explains a little bit more about maybe what I'm going through, setbacks, blocks, good or bad things, or things that I notice in my daily life. So we have a guest today, Claudia McNeely, and we're having a little trouble connecting with her. So I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about the energies going on. And then when we can get her connected, we will bring her to the show. So we just got through Mercury retrograde, and I don't know about you guys, but, you know, for years, I did not really give it much credence. I must say that some of my friends, you know, who are really into astrology, and I have my go-to astrology gals that are professional astrologers, and they'll tell me things like, do not sign a contract. Do not, I own a publishing company. So they say, do not publish a book, or we have a record label. Do not release an album, CD, during Mercury retrograde. And the reason that I have been advised to pay attention to the current energies with my business is because, you know, I was advised that things could go wrong, things could be set back, you know, not to use it as a superstition, but look at this as a tool. And so, you know, I must say, though, this past 3 weeks, it's finally cleared, and we're now on the new moon energy, the full moon, I'm sorry, energy of today. But what I did notice this past Mercury retrograde is that I had all of these projects that were ready to hit. I mean, it was different authors and clients were, you know, telling me to, oh, we want it done yesterday. And all of a sudden, everything went to a standstill. So did you have any experience out there? You guys, I want you to call in and share it with me today. Call into the station because it would really, you know, be fun to hear from you what your experiences were. So I noticed some of my business was on hold. And it was interesting, almost to the day that Mercury retrograde stopped, everybody was emailing me, we want to go forward, things that have been on hold for months, things that were supposed to start during that time, you know, were just taken off. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So definitely call in and let me know if you guys are noticing. Now, there's another thing that's going on right now, and that is the solar flares. This is another thing that I must admit, you know, and I know we're on BBS radio and I'm a listener to BBS. I love listening to James Gilliland's show and Dolores Cannon, who I will so miss that she's not in this earth plane anymore, in some of the other shows. And they talk about the solar flares. And that's another thing I have noticed that, kind of like Mercury retrograde, I knew they were out there. I've read the blogs. I've read the information that these heightened solar flares affect us. But, you know, I didn't really take it too seriously until I started getting really sick. And I don't know if you guys noticed this, but I would get a headache. I wouldn't sleep. I'd feel nauseous, but I wasn't, I wasn't sick. I didn't have the flu, but I had these symptoms. And so, you know who I went to when I had these symptoms? It was Claudia McNeely, and she's now on. Claudia, welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here.
Hi, Christina. I made it.
Awesome, Claudia. Well, I was just letting the listeners know if they had any experiences with Mercury retrograde, the solar flares, the energies, they could call into the show if they'd like at 1-888-627-6008. And Claudia has an energy report that is actually a subscription service that you pay for. She gives really detailed information, and she can talk to us a little bit more about that, but she's giving it to us for free today. Claudia, thank you for being with us. And I was just talking about some of the solar flare symptoms I've noticed. So could you tell us a little bit, Claudia, about the energy report and why you're doing it?
I started the energy report probably 2 or 3 years ago. I can't even remember now when I started it. But I was having really bad symptoms, and I noticed that I had certain symptoms when there was solar flares. I had other symptoms when there was earthquakes. And then I noticed other people talking about it, too. And I thought, wow, that's really interesting. So I just started kind of putting two and two together and researching and figuring it all out. And I decided, you know, if I needed this information, so does other people. So I started doing a daily, I call it an ascension energy report, because the symptoms are really very similar to the same symptoms as ascension. And what happens, especially when there's a solar flare, and it seems like the solar flares are affecting people more than anything else. When there's a solar flare, it sends out this blast of energy, a blast of light. What does light do? Light lights the darkness. So any density that we have in us is going to come up to the light. So that's what the solar flares do, is they bring that energy up for us to look at and release. And so that causes pain and emotional symptoms and all these other things. So the biggest thing is the solar flares. And about 2 weeks ago, I think, we started having really bad, some really big X-class flares. And then that spot turned around to the back, thank God. But now there's another spot that has turned around. And we have had a whole lot of, the flares go in, there's C-class, which is very small flare. There's M-class, which is a moderate flare. And then there's X-class, which is a really strong flare. So the X-class, they're really strong. So there's this one spot has been putting out a lot of M-class flares. I think one made it almost to X-class, but not quite. It's also the other spot that just turned away did not shoot out any energy. They call that a coronal mass ejection. It didn't shoot out the coronal mass ejections toward us. But this sunspot is shooting out coronal mass ejections with every flare. So this one may end up being a little bit more intense once it actually turns to face Earth than the X-class flares were, because of the coronal mass ejection. And what happens with the coronal mass ejection, the sun is throwing energy at the Earth and at us. And if you imagine a balloon and push on that balloon, that's what the energy is doing to our field when it hits the Earth. It's pushing against the field of the Earth. It's pushing against our energy field. And it causes a lot of pain and a lot of other symptoms.
Yeah, I was telling the audience before you came on that I didn't really pay much attention to the solar flare thing. It's not that I didn't believe in it. I just didn't give it much thought. And then I started feeling sick all the time, and it started coinciding with the solar flares, and I wasn't really sick. It was just I was
exactly
not feeling good. And can it affect us in other ways, not just physically?
It will, yeah, and it will also cause, I'm back up just a second, it will cause what's called the ascension flu, which we actually feel like we have the flu. We will feel feverish, you know, nauseated, achy. Those are all symptoms that will also come with that big blast of energy, because what it's doing, when we get that blast of light and it's bringing all that density up to be looked at, that density can be considered toxic. So it's emotional, energetic, physical toxins being brought up, and that will throw our body into a detox. And that's where we get the ascension flu from. And yes, it definitely affects the emotions. Whenever there's a flare, I've noticed people get a lot more irritable. There's more arguments. There's more wrecks when there's solar flares. It causes heart palpitations. The heart chakra has been affected a lot over the last year or so with the flares. So, you know, people are getting heart palpitations, going to an emergency room. Doctors can't find anything wrong with them. Chest pain, back pain behind the heart chakra is very common with that, too. And then all the emotions that go with that, you know, the heartache, the depression, the grief, the sadness, all of that will come along with it, too.
That's, you know, that's so crazy when you think about it, because it's like, now we know we're energetic bodies. So on one hand, it's like, no, that's not crazy. That makes total sense. But on the other hand, it's like, wow, you know, as we start clearing away some of these things and start ascending, we're going to be more and more sensitive to this. Is that
right?
Correct?
You know, when I first started doing this, I call it spiritual snobbery. You know, we have all the spiritual snobs of, well, you're just not enlightened enough, or you wouldn't be having these symptoms and all that kind of stuff. But my angels told me that it's not that we're not sensitive enough, that we're not enlightened enough. It's that our vibration is so high that that density just really affects us strongly. People who are not as high vibrationally, they're not going to notice the effects as much. Like 3D people. You know, I have noticed lately, though, that 3D people are starting to feel it too. But there for a long time, 3D people didn't feel it. But now, because their vibration is starting to raise too, they're starting to feel the effects of it.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So the higher your vibration, the more the symptoms are going to be.
I am noticing. It's kind of neat to notice, like, some of my friends that would never listen to this radio show and all the topics we talk about with psychic vampires, like we talked about with you on the last show. But, you know, they are starting to kind of look at things in a different way. And notice things and notice energies.
Exactly.
And so what advice would you give us if we start feeling some of this stuff? Is there anything we can do?
I have not found a way to block the solar flares. I have been trying. I have not found a way to do it. Somebody recommended an oil, but it didn't work for me. So, you know, and I've tried everything I know to block it, and I have not been able to. I can reduce the symptoms, but I can't totally block it. One thing that I have noticed with myself, I'm having a lot less symptoms now than I did 2 years ago. So we're all going through this at a different rate, because we can't, if we all went through it at the same time, it would be really horrendous for everybody. So we're going through it in steps, you know, and so some of us are already, we've been through the worst of it, and now we're coming out the other side and not having as many symptoms. So know that it is going to end someday, that it's not going to last forever. That's the important thing. Drinking plenty of water, because like I said, whenever we get one of these bursts of energy, it stirs up all these toxins emotionally, physically, energetically. So we need to drink plenty of water to help flush those out. And a half of a teaspoon of sea salt added to a glass of water, or you can just put it on your hand and lick it off and then drink some water, however you want to do it. That will help the body to integrate the energy that is picked up. So that's a good thing to do to help integrate the energy. Sea salt baths will help. I found even just standing in a cool shower, because when the flash hits, we also get these hot flashes. You know, we just start sweating, and, you know, we get hot, and we may stay hot all day, you know. So getting into a cool bath will help to kind of cool off that energy a little bit. There's not, you know, breathing, make sure you breathe, because when we get stressed out, we tend to not breathe. We just kind of breathe very shallowly. Breathing is how we take in life, and breathing also pulls us back into now. So just taking some deep breaths and getting back into now, and not, because the more upset you get about something, the worse it's going to be. Whereas if you take a deep breath and just kind of center yourself, it kind of helps to release some of the pressure.
Oh, well, when you were talking about using the salts and different things, this is so funny. So I had the worst headache, and it was, I think it was attributed to the solar flare, and the kids were on fall break. And my little guy, who's 9 years old, who's not into all this crazy stuff mom's into, but he walked into my office and he licked my salt lamp. Just licked it. And
Oh, how funny.
he goes, I needed that. I go, don't lick my salt lamp. It was turned on, by my computer at, my home office. I said, I'll get you some, I have some pinks, Himalayan sea salt. I'll give you a little salt, but don't lick my lamp. But he must have known intuitively.
Exactly, kids do. When my son was small, I had a headache, and he brought me, I think it was a fluorite octahedron. I don't remember exactly what it was, but he brought me this stone, and he put it on my head. And later I went and looked, and sure enough, that was for headache.
Oh my
Kids
gosh,
are
that's
just
so
so
cute.
intuitive.
I
They're
love
so
that.
aware.
I know. It's awesome. So I'll have to remember that to keep a little of that. I love that pink Himalayan salt because it has the minerals
Yeah,
with it.
Himalayan salt, sea salt.
Yeah,
Just make
or the
sure you
sea
don't use
salt.
table salt, and make sure that if you get that the sea salt you get actually has the minerals and stuff left in it. It will be a gray color. It will not be white. There's some sea salt that's being sold, like at Walmart and places, that is not actually sea salt. It is, they clean all that stuff out of it. So make sure that it has all the minerals and everything still in it. Yeah.
Well, that's a good tip because there are times, and I'm lucky that I own my own business, so I can always work some of my projects outside of office hours. And there's times during these solar flares, Claudia, that I had to just stop work and go take a salt bath with oils because my head was pounding. I was so sick, I couldn't even keep my eyes open. And then it,
Yeah,
and then I
I'm
was
very
instantly
lucky.
better after 20 minutes. It was crazy.
Yeah. I'm very lucky with my sessions that I do with people that it doesn't matter how I feel before the session. The minute the session starts, the angels take over and the healing is wonderful, and then I go back to feeling like crap again. I was working with a client yesterday, and my brain was just fuzz yesterday from the flares. It was not working at all. I could not think. I couldn't do anything. And I said, it's really a good thing that I don't have to use my brain when I do this because it wasn't there yesterday at all.
That's
But
really
yeah, I mean, we're all.
interesting. Well, see, now instead of we're almost to commercial break, but now if you miss a meeting, a shout out to my buddy who's listening. If you miss a meeting because the alarm clock wasn't set, you can always say it was the solar flare. Your mind was fuzzy.
Exactly.
No more the dog ate my homework. It was a solar flare. My mom
Right.
said I didn't have to do my homework last night.
Well, so
Well,
many of us think we're getting
Claudia, I'm glad we're
Alzheimer's.
talking about this because I think it does affect a lot of people. They might not be aware that the way they've been feeling lately could have been some of the solar flare activity. So we're going to go to a
Definitely.
commercial break. If you want to find out more about Claudia's work that she does in her energy reports, go to her website, askclaudia.com. She's a clairvoyant, a medium, an energy healer, an animal communicator, a shaman, and I'm probably leaving off about 30 more credentials. Claudia knows what she's doing and she's taking good care of me and my family. So I'm so happy that you're on the show today, Claudia. When we come back, we have more energy updates with Claudia McNeely.
I am Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I have developed a proprietary system that reveals accurate insight into someone's personality traits called Namology Science. This science of unlocking the secrets hidden in a person's name has become so popular that I am offering a Namology Science coaching certification program. Join our international community of certified Namology coaches. Go to knowthename.com for details.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish? Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com. Would you like a tool to clear your energy field and raise your vibration instantly? Solfeggio Sound Healing from Earthly Frequencies is a new CD created to bring you earthly healing vibrations combined with higher dimensional galactic energy. Use this sound healing for meditation, massage therapy, releasing negativity, and astral travel. Solfeggio Sound Healing by Ted Winslow. Now available on iTunes and Amazon.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're so glad you're here. We're getting some great information about what's going on energetically this month. Claudia, you talked a little bit about that there's a solar flare coming up. Do you know any dates, or is it too hard to predict when it happens? Like, how do you know?
Oh, you can't predict when. You know, the sun goes around in a circle just like the Earth does. It rotates. Mm-hmm. So a solar flare, like the other one, the really bad one that had all the X flares, turned around, and it's now at the back of the sun. And then this other spot that was at the back has now turned around, coming toward the front facing the Earth. It's not quite facing us yet. And you cannot predict when they're going to put, well, some people that know more about it can look at how it's designed and say, well, I think, you know, the chances are really good that this is going to produce a flare, but when it's going to produce, no, there's no way to predict that.
Okay.
No way at all.
So and just kind of be aware.
For a while. This is what's really strange. It did seem there for a while that every time a spot would be very, very active on the back, but then as soon as it got around to the front, total silence. It would get a back round going toward the back, it would start up again. And that was like, I mean, it happened every time, and that's been for like a year or more. And it was almost like we had some divine protection. Our government was doing something to protect. I don't know. But all of a sudden, with this recent X-class activity, that's not happening anymore. So that's kind of weird that there for a long time, you know, it didn't happen toward Earth, and now all of a sudden it is. That's kind of strange.
So do you think this is the new normal? Or, you know, because 5 years ago, we weren't talking about this, you know, and now it seems to be...
Okay, the sun goes in cycles. It goes in a cycle where there's no solar flares hardly at all, and then it goes through a cycle where there's a whole lot. We are in the cycle of a whole lot right now, have been for several years. Soon, I think, we will go back into I think we've already started into the reduction in flares, as a matter of fact. So, it you know, over the next couple of years, it'll probably start falling off some.
So... I know a lot of people are like me, Claudia, that like to know the energetic current events. You know, we can't turn on the network news or the cable news and find out any of this stuff, right?
No.
And so then I go to your reports because you kind of give us a hint and some details and information on what's going on, what's coming. Are there some other things that you'd like to share with us, some energy updates?
In the report, I usually tell, you know, what the sun's doing. I check gamma ray bursts. Gamma ray bursts are an energy that comes from somewhere out in the universe. And it does the same thing. I mean, it's shooting a burst of energy. Some of those will really kick our butt. Some of them don't affect us much. I haven't quite been able yet to figure out where the ones come from that do affect us. This is something fairly new to me. But it still is something that affects us. HAARP is another one. It's HAARP, and I cannot remember what the letters stand for, but it is the government weather manipulation program is basically what it is. It's their way of manipulating weather. It's used for a lot of probably negative things also. That's the rumors. So that can affect us too. because they're sending out energy. They're trying to cause rain in some areas and not rain in other areas. And so that energy affects us also. And earthquakes is another thing I look at. And then there's volcanoes. You know, I can't check everything that affects us. I just try to get the main things. And, you know, I've had so many people tell me, oh, my God, I thought I was dying. I am so glad to read this because this just describes me perfectly. Some symptoms come in, you know, I try to say, okay, these are the main symptoms we're having now. But then we have all this big long list of symptoms that some people are having them, some people aren't. You know, so I kind of try to say this is what we're feeling right now, but some people are also feeling this. And people just talk about how accurate it is and how much it really helps them to know why they feel the way they do and what's going on.
It is, you know, it's like sometimes I liken your energy reports, Claudia, is like if I called my mom and I'm having a bad day, I'm like, oh, and she's like, oh, everything's going to be okay. This is just what's going on. But, you know, and that's kind of how your energy report is. It's like, you know, if I have a headache and I'm like, why? I never used to get headaches ever. I never have a problem. Yeah. But, you know, recently it's seems like every week or few weeks, but it's always coinciding. Yeah. When I read your energy report, I don't panic about the headache. I'm like, oh, it's just the energy. You know, it's not anything, another, a big deal. But
another big symptom right now. So many of us think we have Alzheimer's because, you know, things that I do every single day, I'm sitting there going, how do I do this? You know, I can't remember how to do it. Or I'll walk. The other day I was warming up something in the microwave, and I walked in the kitchen and opened up the refrigerator, and I'm looking going, what am I doing? You know, so we can't spell. That used to be one of my big things was I was a perfect speller. I cannot spell anything anymore. And we all have the symptoms of Alzheimer's, but it's not Alzheimer's. It is just the energies affecting us.
That is so funny because I think it was my husband today was just like, what was I talking about? And then we had this gal who's just a brilliant PhD. She's involved in this sound healing research project, clinical trials that she has my husband and I involved in, you know, so she's such an intelligent, sharp woman. And she's like, I forgot the devices. I had to turn around. What am I supposed to do? You know, she was like clueless. And I just started laughing. I said, you know, so many people I talk to right now kind of feel like I just want to go get in bed and pull the covers up and, you know, wake up and it will be better.
Yes, we have all felt that way. And that's, you know, so many people will call me and go, well, you know, I've got headaches and I'm tired and I need a session. And so, you know, we do the session and I, you know, a lot of it is just the energy affecting them.
So,
you know,
knowing
that helps a lot of people.
It really does, because then you don't think you're the only one going through it, and you put it more into perspective, and you roll with it and adjust. And
all the people that have gone to the doctor can't find anything wrong with them. They've had test after test after test, and all it is the energy. So when they realize that, then it saves them from having to run to the doctor all the time.
Yeah, it is interesting when you start paying attention to it, and then you can notice, you know, is this a headache because I'm dehydrated? No, I'm not dehydrated. It's the solar flare headache. You start being able to discern a little bit more when you pay attention to how your body's reacting. What I want to ask you also, Claudia, is you kind of keep up with the alternative news. And you have a very close relationship with your angels. And I love to talk to you about the guidance you're getting or just, you know, topics that are currently we're really people are like, come on, we're ready for this earth to ascend. We're ready for some of these power structures to crumble that are corrupt. And you know, are you getting any information now from, you know, your
being ready
guides?
For the earth, very few people are truly ready for the earth to ascend. We're moving, you know, some people say we're moving into the fifth dimension. That is not true. We're moving into the fourth dimension, which is the dimension of the heart, the dimension of unconditional love. I don't know very many people that I can say are truly unconditionally loving. Very few people. That's a very hard. I've been practicing for 3 years. Trying to just be totally unconditionally loving is hard to do. But in order to be in the fourth dimension, that's what we've got to do. It's going to happen. I mean, I was listening to David Wilcock last night. I really like David Wilcock. And he was saying the same thing that I've been saying and what Drumbelow McKesseldeck has said, that it's going to come up and there's going to all of a sudden be enough people to click it over that 51%, and then everybody else is going to flip over too. So when we do go into the fourth dimension, it's just going to be a boom all of a sudden thing. Just all of a sudden everybody's going to wake up one day. Emotion, you know, mentally, spiritually, whatever. There's a lot going on in the world on so many levels, and so much of it we don't even know about. There's a lot of things happening. There's been talk, and this is in the news. I'm going to try to focus on things that are actually in the news that can be checked. There's been a lot of talk for months now about a global currency reset. When that happens, and they're thinking it's going to happen any minute now, but we've been thinking that since last April. But when that happens, it's going to bring all of the currencies in the world into alignment instead of either being kept artificially high or artificially low. It's going to be everybody's going to be worth their actual value. So some currencies are going to go up, some currencies are going to go down, but it's going to bring the world more into an alignment financially, where we're more equal. This is supposed to happen pretty soon. There's supposed to be a lot of changes going on in the government. A lot of arrests are going to be done. I've heard different numbers of people being arrested, starting at the above the president down to state level. And some of that has already happened. Here in Texas, Perry has been indicted. And I think there's been a few other indicted. So it's already started. It's going to snowball. It's going to get much bigger.
Well, you know, the global currency reset, at first I thought that was just alternative news, you know, and the...
Mm-mm, no.
But then, you know, I recently saw a quote, and I believe her name is Christine Lagarde, I'm pronouncing. Uh-huh. Yeah, she's head of the IMF, I believe.
Right.
And she was quoted saying that a global currency reset must happen. And when
She's
I saw that.
It for months.
You know, and I must say, when I say I saw that, it shifted me a little, because a lot of us know, like, the IMF, we don't really trust the IMF. But so if she's out right. publicly saying that, it
right.
doesn't feel like just a theory anymore to me.
Right.
But you never know. You know,
for it. They work on things for a long time in private without us ever knowing it. And when they're ready to bring it out, they'll all of a sudden start bringing it out. And that's what she's doing. She's letting the world know, you know, this is going to happen. So nobody's caught off guard. Mm-hmm. The sheeple, you know, they've got to let the sheeple know. Another really good thing has been the BRICS bank. That was Brazil, China, Russia, and India, I think, got together.
India
and that
South
bank.
And South Africa. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, and they are, the IMF was the world, you know, for the world, and it's also considered part of the cabal, the powers that were. So the BRICS have come up, and they have created their own, and not going to be using the IMF anymore. So that is kind of, it's like the good guys against the bad guys, if that makes sense. You know, the people of the world against the cabal. And we are going to win. There's no question about that. But that's part of the currency reform. It's going to, and you know, instead of the 1% having all the money and us having nothing, it's going to kind of help level things out where we're not starving to death like people are now. You know, there's going to be enough for everybody for a change. And that's a good thing. I see that. And that's part of the fourth dimension. You know, all of this has to happen before we can move into the fourth dimension.
So for the people out there listening, and they're hoping that, you know, I don't care what your spiritual or political or, you know, your what country you live in. Most people know that there's a lot of players in the government and big business that are extremely corrupt and exploit people's health, workers, you know, control the money supply. You know what I mean? Most of us can agree. You could be totally not spiritual, not into any of this stuff, alternative media or anything, but agree with, you know, there's so much corruption with a small group of people at the top. What would you say to, no matter if there are people that are extremely into the David Wilcock updates and the alternative media, and also those more mainstream people that are more the sheeple types, but on a daily basis, what can they do to be empowered to help this shift happen?
Be unconditional love. I mean, that's all we can really do to help the shift. The more we are unconditional love, the more we take the power away from the cabal. The cabal feeds on fear, anger, all these negative emotions. So that's the reason there's so much stuff out there to stir up fear and anger. That feeds them. That gives them what they need. They're also, because of the BRICS starting, they're losing a lot of their money. They have apparently gone all over the world begging for loans, and nobody will give it to them. The United States recently went before the world court and asked the world court for permission to file bankruptcy again, and because we've done it several times already. And the world court told them, no, you cannot. And China had loaned the money. They were the lien holder. They had loaned the money to start the Federal Reserve. So they have now taken back their property, and they are now running the Federal Reserve, from my understanding. I don't know if it's going to stay in business or if they're going to totally shut it down. That remains to be seen. But the cabal is losing their money. They've lost all of their connections to get money. So the only way to do it is to starve them out. Starve them of the food from the anger and fear and stuff, and starve them for their money.
Well, you know, fear is such a huge thing that's involved in education, religion, government, fear of the IRS, fear of the future, fear of current events, fear of the Ebola, like, right? So when we come back, we have, you know, there's all this fear everywhere. You know, you could be really into the alternative media, and it's all fear in some groups, you know, but right this moment, if everything's okay, get out of fear. Look around. You know, look around. There's no FEMA camp I'm being sent to. I'm healthy. I don't have, you know, Ebola. I have food on the table. Don't be so scared of every little thing that could happen, because you don't want to create that and feed it.
Exactly.
So when we come back, I'd like
to... the politicians.
Pardon me?
I've heard that the FEMA camps are going to be for the politicians that are arrested.
I laugh because, hey, you know, if people commit crimes against humanity, I'm at the place of, I'm not in judgment, but, you know, I'm not worried about their future either. But, okay, so what we're going to do is take a short break. When we get back, I'd like to talk to Claudia more about the energies that she's seeing, the updates for November. And thanks for listening, and we'll be right back.
When it comes to publishing, there is a difference.
At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Do you feel stuck? Do you feel empty or lost? Have you tried to clear what's not working from your life and have the same issues coming up over and over? There is hope. A heart and soul healing session can retrieve your soul and heal your heart so you can feel love, joy, peace, and abundance. Contact Claudia McNeely today at www.askclaudia.com and feel better now.
Hello, my name is Ted Winslow, and as a professional singer, songwriter, musician, and audio engineer, I have worked with voice coaching for many years. I created a new CD, Vocalist Scales and Intervals, for my clients who are looking for an easy and affordable way to improve the quality of their voice. So, if you're in broadcasting, public speaking, or in the music industry, you'll benefit from the voice exercises. Just load it into your MP3 player and you're ready to go. Vocalist Scales and Intervals by Ted Winslow is now available on iTunes, Amazon, and BigCountryPublishing.com.
Welcome back to the show. We're having a great discussion about the new energies, solar flares, the shift in society. And we were talking at break with Claudia and our awesome rockin' producer, Doug, is about, they are the powers. They have the choice. They could come around and be the heroes and the and really do some good things. I kind of look at this, Claudia, like there's some that are so far gone, they won't. They just want destruction of humanity because they want to depopulate the 7 billion plus to 500 million. I do believe that some are like that. But I have heard from people around the world who have said that the younger generations, like the great-grandkids, the millennials, that are coming into some of this family cabal money are using it for good. There's some of them that are rebelling.
There's an Eisenhower girl. I haven't listened to anything she's done. I've just heard of her. She's doing things. There's a Rockefeller, too, that is doing some things. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. It's going to be our young people that save the world. It's going to be our young people that turn everything around. I'm so excited about this younger generation. I'm so thrilled whenever I get to work with one of these kids because their energy is so wonderful and they heal so quickly and they just usually get it so fast. And I really love working with them because they're the future. They're where we're headed. They're the ones that are going to save this world for us.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I did a show several weeks back, and the author talked about the Phoenix generation of the kids that will be born, like after 2014 or just around now, okay, that their new normal is so different than what we were born into. They have people like us, Claudia. They have people like us to be the grandparents or the aunts or the parents or the, and to talk to them about these kind of issues where we never were talked, when we were young, nobody had a clue about any of this. They were just totally bamboozled by government and religion and, the powers that be. I look at my parents' generation and then my grandparents' generation, they trusted the government. It's different now. We challenge everything now.
Back then, you could trust the government. The government was really trying to do things They pretended they were trying to do things for people back then. They're not even pretending anymore. And part of that is because the energy is changing. The lies and the secret that they did in behind closed doors is now being brought to the light. They can't do things in secret like they used to. This thing with Ebola, you know, that was created to try to kill as many people as possible. But they've also tried that with H1N1, H1N5, swine flu, bird flu. You know, they've been trying it forever, and they haven't succeeded yet. So with Ebola, and information has come out of Africa, and I've also heard it from some politicians. The information was given to me. Do not take the Ebola vaccine. They're saying that the only people that got sick in Africa are the people that took the vaccine. And it was not a big deal down there like they were saying that it was.
Well, it was, people are starting to
more fear-mongering.
Right. Fear-monger. And we need to start questioning everything, you know, and really listening to our intuition.
Many people are. The minute things happen now, somebody is coming up and giving the truth about it. You know, with the Ebola thing, there was a bunch of videos I saw that were proven to be completely false and made up and pretend. So that's, to me, that's a wonderful thing.
You know, I do see a shift, though, because my husband and I have our foot in two worlds. We're in this world that I'm talking about with you. And then we have, you know, we're with the soccer moms and the football dads. Mm-hmm. And,
right.
you know, with
right.
our kids being in elementary school, we had a get together at Halloween and it was so funny. Here I have all these dads. My husband thought I was crazy at first to buy all this water filtration to get the fluoride out of the water. And the chlorine, you know, because of what they're putting in the water system. Here's all these dads drinking the water going, oh, this is great. How much does this cost? We need to do that for our water. And I was like, wow, we're raising consciousness and, you know, with our neighbors just to talk, just to have. Now, am I going to say that fluoride calcifies the pineal gland? No. But I can talk about the research that fluoride is hardening the arteries and that there's research about it's a neurotoxin. You know, this just came out from Harvard Medical School. It's a neurotoxin. It's ADHD, ADD, you know, causing problems. Mm-hmm. And they were all like, we got to get the fluoride out of the water. And that was, to me, a huge sign, Claudia, that things are changing.
There's so many things that need to be changed, and people are waking up. People are seeing it. You know, that's the beauty of it. We do see so many people that are, but there's just, it's like we haven't reached that halfway point yet where we can flip over to the other side.
So if we can just, you know, focus on our day-to-day, keeping in that higher vibration, and then doing the things you said, you know, with the salts and if we're not feeling good or oils, not watching the fear mongering on the news. That's huge.
I call it fear porn. Yeah. But yes, pay attention to the fear porn. Yeah.
Right. Well, so, you know, at the close of the show, do you have anything that you'd really like to tell people, you know, about the energies and about what you're doing, the work that you do?
The big thing about the energies is just knowing that it's there, and it kind of helps people to calm down and not be so afraid. And when you're afraid, like I said, you stop breathing and you know, everything tenses up. So just staying in your heart, being love, working from love, and it's not your heart chakra, but it's your literal physical heart, and being able to just be love and be in your heart and work with people from there and just kind of by example teach other people how to do that. And the more we do that, and you know, so many people are paying it forward now, you know, that's a big deal now, paying for things, you know, the person behind them at the coffee shop or at the gas station or at the grocery store, and just doing little things like that and moving, just keep continuously moving forward into a more peaceful world. That's where we're headed, and that's where we need to be. And the basis for every religion in the world is love. They all have that same thing. So just getting into that love and being that's where we need to be, and that's what we need to do. And then, you know, if people are having symptoms, they just can't deal with it, come to me and let me help you work with it. Because sometimes, you know, past lives have a really big effect on us now. And many of us live during Atlantis and the destruction of Atlantis, so we're affected by that. And these energies are reminding us of that period. So being able to release that can really, really help somebody.
Well, and I think that GMO thing is really triggering a lot of us because, you know, according to some of the research Dolores Cannon has done with her regressions, that a lot of the Atlantis fell because of all the genetic modification of doing horrible experience of having half animal, half human, you know, right. And all this genetic modification of food and people and animals and like right. horrible things that they were doing. And I wonder if that's really triggering us in this lifetime to really fight back against GMO food. I don't know. I'm curious if you...
The same thing is happening now. I mean, the same things are happening now. So we're reliving that period, and we made a vow when we came in this time that it was not going to turn out the way it did on Atlantis. We were going to succeed this time, and we are going to succeed. Every... you know, the people I've listened to who were in the psychic part of the government and doing remote viewing of the outcome of all of this, it's all a positive timeline. They can't stop where we're headed. They've tried, and they're going to continue to try until they can't try anymore. But they cannot stop it. We're headed for that world of love, peace, and oneness.
Well, and I like how you know, it's a good reminder, Claudia, that you said, you know, pay for someone's coffee or do a random act of kindness or, you know, think of little things you could do. And it doesn't have to be costly, you know, it could just be, you know, your time. Maybe there's an elderly neighbor and you just, you know, you see their trash cans left out and you help, you just bring it up. You know, just little things.
Or even at the grocery store. One thing that I've noticed out in public is people are so down right now. They don't smile. Like, you know, they're so, everything, the energy is just so heavy. Just smiling at people. Helping an old lady at the grocery store reach something she can't reach, you know? Anything, just start showing people love again. Because it's like we're all in our own little world and we're staying separate. We're not one like we need to be. You know, and bringing back that oneness and caring and concern like we used to have when we were kids. You know, things are so different now than they used to be. So bringing back that sense of oneness, because that's where we're headed. We're headed into a world of oneness, and that's what we need to bring back, caring for each other.
It's funny. There was this guy in a huge truck, like very expensive truck at the grocery store, and he was revving his engine. This poor little old, like 80 plus year old lady could barely walk across with her cart. And so I ran up and I had a cart like to block. I thought he was going to run her over. He was being mean. And she's like, "Oh, thank you for helping me." And I said, "Hey, us girls have to stick together." And she was like, the cutest little thing. And I'll tell you what, that made my week, that one little moment just to give a smile to her, you know? And, but yeah, I think that's a good way to end on this show. If you guys want more information about Claudia, she's a really gifted healer, psychic, and she has her energy reports if you're interested at askclaudia.com. Claudia, thank you so much. This was a great show. I really appreciate you helping us through these solar flares and energies, and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for listening to the show. We know that you're very busy with your daily lives, and to take a little time out to visit with us, please send us your feedback. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. And you can also let us know what you're thinking about future shows. We'd love to be in contact with you. And for all of you, thank you. God bless and have a great week.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.